Okay, let's get started so that we can stay on time. My name is Lisa Chavarria. I'm a partner with Stahl, Sewell, Chavarria, Friend & Cohen here in Austin, Texas. And this is track A, the real estate development and construction track. The permitting track is next door, if that's what you were looking for. Our first session is ownership and leasing of real property by foreign-owned entities. And we have three speakers on this panel. We have Theresa Carroll with Norton Rose in their Chicago office. Theresa represents clean energy developers with respect to real estate, title insurance, commercial transactions, minerals issues, and other matters. She advises clients working in the utility scale wind, solar, and battery storage industries for renewable energy projects being developed around the country. We also have John Young from Norton Rose. He's a partner in the Chicago office. John regularly advises renewable energy developers and operators on an extensive array of real estate and other matters. Having previously served as in-house counsel to a global renewable energy developer and a founder and president of a boutique renewables real estate firm representing lead and emerging developers and operators of clean energy projects in the United States and globally. Finally, we have Tyrone Thomas, whose resume is quite impressive and extensive, so I will only read a portion of it. Tyrone is a proven people leader and a seasoned lead strategic business advisor. Tyrone currently serves as general counsel and chief compliance officer at Doral Renewables, an industry leader in renewable energy development. In addition to his practice, Tyrone works tirelessly to advocate for the eradication of hunger and food insecurity around the world. I really encourage all of you to take a look at Tyrone's bio. The work he's done is quite impressive. Please join me in welcoming our panelists.
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for coming. I really appreciate the attention, especially after some of the heavy lunches I hear a lot of us have been having. We're going to discuss restrictions and really the compliance obligations associated with those restrictions for foreign-owned land. We've got three topics you see here up on the screen: AFIDA, or AFIDA, CFIUS, and state law restrictions, and we're going to split those up, sort of starting from me and going in that direction. So I'm going to start by talking about AFIDA, the Agricultural Foreign Investment Disclosure Act of 1978. Just a quick reminder, anyone that has any questions can use the QR codes that are on the desk, and those will be asked at some point during the presentation. So the Agricultural Foreign Investment Disclosure Act, is a 1978 federal statute that was put into place because there was a concern towards the end of the Cold War that our foreign adversaries were acquiring interest in operating agricultural operations, and that we would wake up one day and all of our ag production domestically would be controlled by foreign interests. So what the federal government did was, instead of trying to ban foreign ownership, because there's treaty considerations there, which we'll talk about later, they said, we want to gather data and enforce this sub-agency of the USDA, the Farm Service Administration, to present that data to Congress every year. And AFIDA was born out of that and has since sort of taken on a life of its own because the types of uses of land have evolved, which we'll talk about. So a foreign person, for AFIDA purposes, if a foreign person acquires a qualifying interest in ag land, then they have to make this report to the FSA. And they have to make a similar report if they dispose of a qualifying interest in ag land. And so what we're going to do here, just to make sure that it's clear for everyone, because the application across the industry is pretty broad, is kind of walk through some of those elements so we understand what that means. A foreign person, for AFIDA purposes, I'm just going to cut down to it, is a corporate entity that has 10% or more foreign ownership is a foreign person. There are some other wrinkles there, but for a lot of folks, that threshold is really the relevant one. It can be passive. Foreign is defined broadly in a way that we're not going into ultimate beneficial owners, but if an investor, let's say a passive pension fund, for example, is formed in a foreign jurisdiction, it is foreign, irrespective of what its constituency is. And so here,
you know, one of the key things when you look at other foreign ownership restrictions is this is not talking about control. This is just talking about involvement.